Good morning, America. Hello, the world. This is Bill Bumbo, the host of the Product News. My guest today is Art Burncloud. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Bill, and how are you this morning?
Hanging in there. Got a few spider bites on me. It's like I should have figured that was probably what was up, why I was so sick last weekend. But it's like the fact is there's some very strange news going on. First of all, the White House is missing the CIA Iraq emails. They don't even have a copy of them. They said they're just simply gone. Kind of raises some questions among the world, and me in particular. And also the NASA moon rocket, which is taking up the crew of the Orion. They're saying now that the moon rocket they're building right now, the Ares rocket, is going to shake so much it'll probably kill the crew and destroy the mission. It's like, so I have a feeling we're not going anywhere. It'll be the Chinese that go somewhere. I'm very disturbed by it. It's like, how can they put that story out?
You know, the presidential library in Crawford, Texas, was flooded. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, I am aware of that. I sent that out on my email list, but I didn't read it on the air, so.
Okay.
Very interesting stuff. It's like, how can it be flooded? It's like, you'd think that thing would be built above flood level. Yet, everything seems to be getting destroyed. All evidence of any possible wrongdoing seems to be getting redeployed. It's like, I want to know what the hell's going on. I think the people of this country, those that really care, do too. But it's like, who cares now? Because most of them are just seduced by the media. It's like they want to watch the international wrestling or whatever the hell's on. It's like, or bowling or the World Poker Championship.
Yeah, or NASCAR.
Yeah, or NASCAR.
You know, the presidential library in Crawford, Texas, is in Mr. Bush's bathroom. I don't know if you're aware.
Well, he probably swims there on a regular basis.
No, it got flooded, and both of his books were destroyed. Bush is devastated. He didn't even finish coloring the second book.
Well, what's new, Art? You said you had some news.
Okay. The good news today, Illinois leads the way in helping veterans. This is out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Washington Bureau byline goes to Philip Dine. By mid-January, Illinois will become the first state to require screening of all returning National Guard troops for traumatic brain injuries, and a hotline will provide around-the-clock psychological help for veterans who wake up in the middle of the night panicked by combat-related stress. It's about time somebody started doing something now. Illinois officials have spent months preparing, including training clinicians and securing funding as they seek to help soldiers who have fallen through large cracks in care at the federal level, which is what we've come to expect from our wonderful VA. Illinois is among several states that are beginning to assume responsibility for the detection and treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries, which military experts are calling the signature wounds of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. The amounts are relatively small but growing rapidly, as is the number of states cobbling together and funding and programs. Illinois legislators have approved $8 million this year. Missouri's governor intends to ask the legislature for money as well. It shouldn't be the responsibility of the Illinois taxpayer, but these are our sons and daughters, said Tommy Duckworth, director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs and an Iraq veteran who she lost both legs to a rocket-propelled grenade in 2004. If we don't take care of these veterans through the program, we'll be taking care of them in our prisons or homeless shelters. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt said that his state cannot afford for Washington to fail our veterans. When he delivers his State of the State address to the Missouri legislature, which he did a few days ago, Blunt plans to call for a $617,760 budget for mental health services geared to the families of veterans suffering from combat-related trauma.
Well, we'll pick it up at that point when we come back. We'll be gone just a couple minutes, folks. Bill Brumbaugh, host of the Product News, my guest, Art Burncloud. We'll be back here on republicradio.org.
Thank you. It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Well, happy Saturday morning, America. Bill Brombaugh, host of the Proactive News. My guest is Art Brunklau. It's like Art was mentioning some of the horror spots that we've dealt with due to depleted uranium. It's like Bosnia and...
I'd like to get into that after I finish the
I was just going to mention something, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to finish one thing before I get into a second. Otherwise, it leaves people up in the air. Okay, the money that Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is asking his state for, $617,760 for mental health services geared to the families that are suffering from combat-related trauma. Now, the money is going to be set up or expand crisis intervention, family counseling, and therapy by the Missouri Department of Mental Health. And the interest from state legislators are growing, said Heather Morton, the legislative analyst with the Denver-based National Conference of State Legislatures. This year, 18 states have passed legislation covering mental health challenges, many aimed at filling gaps left by the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration. And that compares with only 4 states last year. This year, 18 states have passed legislation. Now, states are doing things because the federal government has not stepped up to the plate to help the veterans, said Representative Phil Hare, Democrat of Illinois, of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. I don't think they had a clue that the war would last this long, that they would have these numbers of people in theater, this many people with psychological problems. A report by the Pentagon Task Force on Mental Health over the summer said the military falls significantly short in providing psychological care to service members, blaming inadequate resources and the stigma attached to such problems as the military. John Sikokos returned last month from Wisconsin from a combat tour in Iraq and on November 30th was elected president of the National Association of State Directors of Veterans Affairs. He said his top goal would be more resources for states to help returning veterans. There's a growing number of cases of post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury, and we need to be ready at the state level to assist them, especially if the federal government isn't, and they have showed that they are not. Now, he said we have to be active, we have to be outspoken, we have to work with our state legislators and our governors. Hare said Illinois' mandatory screening was critical because soldiers often were unaware of their problems. You could be in Iraq on a Monday, and you're at your kid's soccer game on a Thursday. It's just unbelievable, said Hare. Recently, he met the parents of a soldier from his Central Illinois district who received a perfunctory 10-minute debriefing on what to look for after their son returned from combat. Not recognizing the danger signs, they lost him to suicide. Although state involvement is important, federal authorities need to better coordinate the efforts, said Ramona Joyce of the American Legion. The United States as a whole is at war, not the state of Illinois, she said. Dr. Ward Casellas, the Pentagon's Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, said the federal-state relationship needed to be examined. If states are taking initiatives, we should have a dialogue to see what's going on here, share information, and improve the programs, he said. Now, the roots of the problem. Several factors have complicated the federal response, spurring activities by the states. Among them is the diagnosing, or shall we say the misdiagnosing, of the Defense Department of more than 100,000 service members as suffering from pre-existing personality disorder. Remember we did that program on what they called pre-existing personality disorders?
Yes, we did.
They're going to have to reverse it right now with the trials that are going up in San Francisco on the VA. They're going to be reversing all of these right now. Mm. Of those, 23,000 have been discharged, often receiving limited treatment and benefits, as reported in recent months by the Post-Dispatch. Some have ended up in the office of Linda Schwartz, Connecticut's Commissioner for Veterans Affairs, who recently spoke with the mother of a young soldier who slept in a truck for 2 years after returning from duty in Iraq, where he dispatched troops to respond to suicide bombings. The military psychiatrist told him when he went into the service, he was already slow, said Schwartz, a nurse in the Vietnam War who has secured $1.1 million from the Connecticut legislature for mental health care for veterans. His complaint to me was, they said I'd been this way all the time, and I haven't been this way all the time. We thought he was having problems with post-traumatic stress disorder, but they kind of minimized his whole combat experience. It's very disappointing that that is the mindset of the military. More broadly, states are jumping in because of the sheer volume of mental health problems stemming from the Iraq's war duration and multiple deployments. It's overwhelmed federal officials. In addition, the insurgents' use of explosives has led to a mounting toll of traumatic brain injuries. Compounding matters are gaps in medical knowledge about such injuries and soldiers' reluctance to seek assistance. We're starting to get to the point where some of the stigma is wearing away. The Pentagon's Casellas said, now it's up to us to provide proper treatment. Coordination between the Pentagon and the VA and between the federal government and the states is often better on paper than in practice. You better believe it. The state's growing role appears unlikely to diminish anytime soon. When the National Association of State Directors of Veterans Affairs met in Annapolis, Maryland a couple of months ago, Kentucky's Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, retired Brigadier General Leslie Beaver, got the group to adopt his interstate partnership plan. It knits together all 50 states with the veterans director in each state, contacting every returning soldier at bases in that state, and then alerting the soldier's home state of of his or her needs and arrival date. The average cost is likely to be around $100,000 per state. That's little enough, but I haven't heard about this plan with the 50 states pooling together. They've kept it a big secret. Meanwhile, a Minnesota program to reintegrate veterans into communities impressed federal officials enough that the defense bill is now at the president's desk. Contains $23 million to help other states adopt it. And to spread the word about Illinois programs, Hare has asked Tammy Duckworth to testify before the House Veterans Affairs Committee once Congress reconvenes next month, which will be in a few days. Tammy Duckworth has done a beautiful job in the state of Illinois. And I don't know if people listening in are aware, she ran for Congress and ran against the late Henry Hyde and lost a very narrow election. And boy, oh boy, did the state of Illinois lose out on a good congressman, because they got a lot of bad ones over there. They lost out on a real good one. And we have something else here that is kind of important on depleted uranium. Bill, I'll let you lead off with that. And I've got the information.
Like, people have not paid enough attention, particularly the government in its denial and replies about depleted uranium doesn't really cause any after effects. Well, it's like they're talking about brain injury. I would say that would be a big possibility, because how can you operate correctly if you've been poisoned with depleted uranium? It's like they might talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm wondering how much and what part depleted uranium plays in that. I think it could play a big part. It's like, unfortunately, nobody seems to be paying attention. This is a new test. The picture on the webpage, which is an Iraqi webpage, is factual. It shows a new test. It shows a child affected with depleted uranium from the father's participation in the war. The kid has no arms.
God.
It just makes me sick. I'm just so tired of this stuff. Again, I helped promote a group and did a lot of work for them called the Campaign Against Depleted Uranium, CADU, C-A-D-U. And it's like, that's a real webpage. It's like, it was found in the urine of Gulf War vets as long as 20 years after exposure. 20 years. Now, it's like, I remember the vets, and I remember the TV footage that was going on showing the Patriot missiles exploding the missiles sent by the Iraqis and by others, supposedly, over the heads of the troops. Why were they doing that? They could have got a miles earlier. And it's like the troops were telling me, the ones I talked to, were saying we were totally covered with the debris from the stuff. Excuse me. And it's like, it really made me upset, because it's like, if this stuff has uranium in it, depleted uranium, they're poisoning our troops. And nobody kept up on the story. No one did. Perhaps CADU did, some others. It's like, but I remember that footage. Do you remember that? They had the Patriot missile shooting down the missiles. It's like, and yet they were watching them for miles, and they were showing the missiles getting blown out of the air right over the troops. So it's like, I'm sitting there thinking, if that is depleted uranium, which was a rumor at that time, we didn't have proof, it's like, the fact is, it's going to affect our veterans. Well, it's like, there's unresolved health claims that are finally coming up for exposure. They're saying it's minuscule amounts of depleted uranium. Everybody's getting this. And don't forget, about 5 years ago, there was a tremendous winds. They were carrying to China tons of sand from the Middle East. It's like this sand was all poisoned with depleted uranium.
Well, the U.S. Federal Code, Title 50, Chapter 40-2302, defines weapons of mass destruction as follows. One, the term weapon of mass destruction means any weapon or device that's intended or has the capability to cause death or serious bodily injury to a significant number of people through the release, dissemination, or impact of A, toxic or poisonous chemicals or their precursors, B, a disease organism, or C, radiation or radioactivity. And by these standards, depleted uranium meets two of three definitions as a weapon of mass destruction. So don't be fooled. Weapons of mass destruction have been used there.
Absolutely. Well, we'll pick up at that point when we come back. Bill Brumbaugh, your host of the Proactive News on RepublicRadio.org, and Art Birnbaum, my guest from Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. We'll give out his contact and information when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, friends, we're back again. Bill Brumbaugh and Art Birnbaum. Art, what's your contact information, please?
Okay, for those who want to contact me, I'm Arthur Birnbaum. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and we help veterans get the benefits that the VA is denying them. In other words, we're doing the job that the service organization should be doing, but they're too busy putting their hands in the pockets of the VA and getting themselves freebies to help the veteran, which is their primary job, and they don't do it. I can be reached at 631-474-4261. That's 631 area code, 474-4261. You can write us in care of Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. LTD is okay, LTD period. Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, and we're at 112 Jefferson Avenue, 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. And if you're having trouble with the VA and you're not getting anywhere, your problem almost always is the service organization that supposedly represents you. And veterans today are allowed to have attorneys, so it puts a new light on everything. If you're having a problem with the VA, please contact me and let's talk. Maybe we can help you. Anyway, I have something here from the Denver Post that you sent me.
Okay.
Ailing GIs deployed to war zones. Fort Carson sent ailing GIs to meet deployment goals. And this is by Aaron Emery of the Denver Post. And Colorado Springs. Fort Carson sent soldiers who are not medically fit to war zones last month to meet deployable strength goals, according to emails which have been obtained by the Denver Post. One email written January 3rd by the surgeon for Fort Carson's 3rd Brigade Combat Team says, "We've been having issues reaching deployable strength and thus have been taking along some borderline soldiers who we would otherwise have left behind for continued treatment." And this is a disgrace. Captain Scott Tebow's email was in part a reference to Master Sergeant Danny Nelson, a 19-year-old veteran. Boy, 19 years old, he's made Master Sergeant. This must be some kid, I'll tell you, who was sent overseas last month despite doctor's orders that he not run, jump, or carry more than 20 pounds for 3 months because of a severe foot injury. Nelson took the medical report to the Soldier Readiness Process, or SRP, site on Fort Carson, where healthcare professionals recommended that Nelson stay home. The soldier, who has a Bronze Star and is a member of the Mountain Post Audie Murphy chapter, was sent to Kuwait on December 29th. Nelson said he was one of at least 52 soldiers deployed who should not have been, and a veterans group says the military is endangering soldiers to meet its goals. But Fort Carson officials, and we've had trouble with Fort Carson officials before, they say they don't believe unfit soldiers have been sent to the Middle East and say there is no repercussion for not meeting goals.
The guy is standing with a picture of him standing up with a crutch under his arm.
That's right.
For God's sakes.
That's right. And he was sent there with crutch and all. He was sent out there. We've had problems with Fort Carson before. If you remember, we did a program on Fort Carson one time. And Fort Carson officials say they don't believe unfit soldiers have been sent to the Middle East and say there is no repercussion for not meeting goals.
Open your
the
eyes.
The battalion commander has the final decision as to who is deployed. Now, on January 5th, a physician in Kuwait sent a strongly worded email to Tebow urging him to send Nelson back to the U.S. This soldier should not have even left the United States in his current state. He is not full mission capable, and in his current condition is a risk of further injury to himself and others and his unit, said the physician. It was Major Thomas Szymanski. Nelson had fractured his leg and destroyed the tendons that hold the bones of his feet together while jumping on his daughter's trampoline. He arrived back at Fort Carson on Sunday. I just wanted to make sure these soldiers get back safe. I got back, and the only reason I got back safe is because I'm an E-8 Master Sergeant. If I was a private or specialist, I guarantee you I'd still be in Iraq. If nothing comes out of this other than those soldiers coming home before one of them gets killed, then I can sleep at night. But God forbid if something happens and I don't do anything. Nelson went through Fort Carson's Soldier Readiness Process, a clearinghouse where legal, medical, and financial records are examined. And it was recommended that he stay home. Oop, I've just been corrected. Nelson is not 19 years old. He's 38 years old.
Yeah.
No number on go-go's. Fort Carson could not say Wednesday how many soldiers were considered no-go's by medical professionals at the SRP site, but were ultimately sent overseas. Now, Master Sergeant Denny Nelson is a picture of him sitting in his car, which carries a handicap parking tag outside Fort Carson, Colorado Springs, having fractured his leg while on his daughter's trampoline and destroying the tendons that hold the bones in his feet together. Nelson was sent to Kuwait on December 29th. God.
goodness. It's like, well, we'll be back in a minute to give you more good news. As I say, tongue-in-cheek. Bill Brumbaugh, host of the Prax News on Republic Radio, along with Art Burnclaw. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, we're back again. My guest is Art Burnclaw, the Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. He was talking about a young man. Actually, well, I guess he would be young according to our scale. He's 38 years of age.
38.
He's certainly not ready to go to be redeployed, but the fact is they have ruled him, so it's like it just really, this whole story just has me fumed.
Well, you've got something called the Soldiers Readiness Process.
Process, yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got something called the Soldiers Readiness Process, which is referred to as an SRP. Now, what they do is they screen soldiers for redeployment. And if a soldier is identified as a no-go in the SRP site, then the soldier has to be seen by a specialist, said Major Harvinder Singh, the 3rd Brigade Combat Team's Rear Detachment Commander. Nelson said he was never seen by a specialist or any medical professional after the SRP site identified him as a no-go. Nelson was to serve as a liaison officer and assist soldiers in transitioning from Kuwait to Iraq. Singh says he does not believe medically unfit soldiers have been deployed to Iraq. He said soldiers with medical issues are sent only to theater if there is a light-duty job for them, and medical services are available in theater. He said 3,500 of the brigade's 3,700 soldiers were deployed. The others probably stayed home because of mental services, medical services could not be found for them in theater. The spokeswoman for Fort Carson said she knows of no Army policy that defined deployable strength. Every commander has a goal, and you try to achieve that goal, but there is no repercussion if you don't hit that goal, Singh says, and I say BS. Colonel James Terrio, deputy commander for clinical service at Evans Army Community Hospital, that's in Fort Carson. The issue with who you take is the commander's decision. The commander, he said, is familiar with the level of danger and the needs of the unit. A job in Kuwait, for instance, would not require a soldier to wear Kevlar, and a job as a liaison officer would not require running or walking. Of the 1.6 service members who have served in Iraq, 34% have served two tours in Iraq or Afghanistan. Paul Sullivan, executive director of Veterans for Common Sense, said the military must follow existing law and examine our soldiers before they deploy to the Iraq and Afghanistan war zones, and the military must stop sending soldiers with physical or psychological conditions that require medical treatment into the war zone, because this endangers the soldier, the unit, and the mission. Nelson said units are being deployed so rapidly, with 15 months in theater and 12 months off, they're having trouble getting them healthy. Nelson said that when he arrived at Camp Behrang in Kuwait, he was told he would be going to Iraq sooner than he thought. The agreement was that I was going to be in Kuwait for 4 or 5 months, do physical therapy, and then when I'm healthy, I go forward to Iraq. Nelson said, I'm not going to Iraq, not being able to wear any of my gear, not to carry a weapon. I became a liability to everyone around me because if they get mortared, they're going to have to look out for me because obviously I can't run, I can't look out for myself, and now I've got soldiers worrying about my welfare instead of their own. Nelson said there were two soldiers deployed with a torn rotator cuff. Another soldier was sent overseas who had mental health issues, and another suffered from nerve damage to his groin area and had been taking morphine for 7 months. When that soldier went to a clinic in Iraq to ask for more pain medication, medical professionals said he could not have it and was sent home, according to Nelson. Instead of going to Iraq, he went to another Kuwait post, Camp Afrajan. Nelson said he was told by superiors he would be in charge of 52 soldiers who were receiving medical treatment. I expected to find a whole bunch of people, but when I got there, they were all gone. They were already all in Iraq. These soldiers should have received medical treatment in Iraq, said Singh. Fort Carson was at the heart of a congressional investigation last year. Remember that, Bill?
Absolutely. It was not properly investigated either.
Yeah. After reports were revealed that soldiers were not receiving quality medical care after returning from Iraq. Some soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder said they were punished rather than treated or thrown out of the Army for personality disorder problems. Why don't they take Mr. Bush and send him to Iraq?
I don't think anybody would want to be there with him.
You're probably right. You're probably right. But the Fuhrer belongs in Iraq. Now, you know, this is unbelievable. You know, caring for veterans also must be viewed as a continuing cost of war. And we've got to stop the congressional attitude that's going on in Washington. You know what their attitude is, Bill?
Please tell me.
Dead veterans do not collect benefits.
No kidding.
It's unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi now is asking for a windfall tax on retirement income. I mean, the woman is really a nutcase. You know, you're not going to believe this. Madam Speaker, Nancy Pelosi wants to put a windfall tax on all stock market profits, including retirement funds, 401ks, and mutual funds. And it's true, to help the 12 million illegal immigrants and other unemployed minorities. And I'm saying, Boy, are we in trouble. This woman is really frightening. We need to work toward the goal of equalizing income in our country and at the same time limiting the amount the rich can invest. Now, when asked how these new tax dollars would be spent, she replied, "We need to raise the standard of living of our poor, unemployed, and minorities. For example, we have an estimated 12 million illegal immigrants in our country who need our help along with millions of unemployed minorities." 12 million. I think it's about 40 million now.
Yeah, I was going to say closer to 30 or 40.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The stock market windfall profits tax could go a long way to guaranteeing these people the standard of living they would like that they would like to have as Americans.
It's crazy. The stuff going on right now is totally without precedent. It really is.
Yeah, this Nancy Pelosi, I don't know. I question her sanity. I mean, this is really ridiculous.
Well, at least she was smart enough not to run for president.
Well, everybody else is running for president. I have never seen such a piss poor group of people running for president.
And the only one I'd vote for would be Ron Paul. It's like, unfortunately, I have a feeling he's probably, they've cut him out of the debates, they've cut him out of every media opportunity. It's like he's not getting any press whatsoever.
I'm wondering when he is going to withdraw out of the Republican Party and declare himself either an independent or a libertarian. If he waits too long, he's not going to run.
He's been a libertarian in two presidential races in the past. I wish he would go ahead and do that now.
So do I. So he'd have my vote with them. He'd have my vote as an independent. Hey, look, Eddie Murphy would have my vote. when I look at the rest of them running for president, hey, who else could do eight roles? Eddie Murphy did eight roles in The Nutty Professor, and he did eight roles in Dr. Doolittle. He gets my vote. If he runs, he gets my vote. But anyway, veterans have been neglected. They've been neglected for generations. And the politicians, they think that we're stupid enough to fall for their photo ops and their words. And we're trying to organize veterans to pressure politicians to finally do the right thing. The only thing that politicians understand is votes. And veterans, there are 26,400,000 veterans in America, and we should have had a stronger voice than we've had if it wasn't for these veterans organizations and one pulling against the other. There's a report in front of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee by the Veterans Disability Commission. That's a commission that was set up in Congress in 2004. To study veterans' disabilities, and they just completed a 2.5-year study. And after 2.5 years, they presented their report on October 4th, 2007. Get this, October 4th, 2007. They made 113 recommendations. One of the things they reported is that the disability rating system has not been updated since 1945. That's 62 years. 62 years, and they haven't had a raise in disability. Now, another is that disability payment rates have been actually frozen. It's an unwritten law they have there that they have frozen them. They recommend an immediate 25% increase in the compensation rate and immediate extra payments to make up for Congress not considering quality of life issues when fixing payment rates. For them to recommend a 25% increase tells us that we veterans have been neglected for many, many, many years. And the other problem is when they give a COLA increase each year, they give the core cost of living. The core is minus the rising cost of energy and food. Now, we don't have to pay for energy and food. I asked that question. Last year, the cost of living increased over 8%. Disabled veterans received a 2.3% COLA increase. Every year, disabled veterans get poorer and poorer. Civilian federal employees received a 3.5% increase, and we're definitely being neglected and taken for granted. They don't care about us, Congress. Now, if you want to help, please contact OFFE2008.org. And I feel the same way. I feel the same way about this. And it's incredible the little money we get to survive on. And I think the main problem is public awareness. And the DAV, which is the largest veterans organization, is working against the vet. The way one would cut small branches off a tree and claim, see, I'm killing the tree. They want to preserve their position and keep the almost $170 million in revenues each year. Someone good with computers might write a good letter asking people to write their congressman that they will not support any candidate for any office that does not fully and publicly address the plight of the disabled veteran in America, and then bulk email the letter to millions of people. And finally, as for the VA, it's never going to improve. It's never going to change, improve, or give in to the needs of veterans until Congress has changed. Now, right now, it's under the thumb of the House Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and the corrupt 24 members who are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the special interests who hinder every veterans-related legislation. We need new members who are willing to support the vets and not just a promise at election time solely for the op-eds. It's now time to take out the garbage. And this garbage should be taken out. And I want to credit Gordon Sutton of Schoolcraft, Michigan, for the letter that came in.
Boy, it's like they treat the veterans so bad. It's like, and as we look around, who else is going to be standing in this country when push comes to shove? I'm afraid we're headed towards civil action. Public action. Like, I hate to see what's going to happen when the new military, the veterans of the new military who are depleted uranium poison and stuff, face these guys, because I'm afraid it's going to come down to that. I really do.
Here's another baddie now, Bill. Army bonus payments have been frozen by Bush. They have frozen the Army bonus payments. The Army has temporarily halted bonus payments for more than 20 enlistment, reenlistment, and service extension programs pending enactment of authorizing legislation. President Bush, to the surprise of Congress and the Defense Department, vetoed the fiscal 2008 Defense Authorization Act on December 29th after months bargaining with House and Senate leaders. In announcing Mr. Bush's pocket veto, the White House spokesman, Scott Stanzel, said the president objected to a single provision of the legislation that would delay the reconstruction of Iraq and expose the Iraqi government to unwarranted lawsuits in U.S. courts. Mr. Bush is tying everything to Iraq. No matter what the situation, he's tying it to Iraq. Let's take care of Iraq first before we take care of Americans. Let's get rid of Bush. Let's get rid of him as soon as possible. Now, if enacted as currently written, the legislation would authorize $696.3 billion in defense spending during 2008, including $1 billion for Army ascension and retention bonuses. Until a new version of the legislation is enacted, all new bonus agreements signed on or after January 1st must include an addendum that stipulates the soldier's eligibility for a future bonus. However, the addendum also stipulates that the bonus is not guaranteed. Payments will not be made if the affected bonus program is not authorized in the final budget compromise. If Congress fails to authorize a bonus, the soldier, officer, or enlisted still must meet the reenlistment or service extension requirements of the contract. You want to talk about a double cross? Here we are.
It's amazing. First of all, this SRM, and then second, you know, everything is working against the veterans, the people who've been standing in defense for this country for whatever purpose, whether or not it's commercial, whether or not it's economic, whatever. And it's like these guys have paid a horrible price. What's their reward? Their reward is to get shuffled to the bottom of the deck.
Okay, Merck, we'll get off the veterans topic for a minute and talk about Big Pharma. You know who Big Pharma is, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Merck. That's used to be called Merck Sharp and Dohme.
Yeah.
They're engaged in blatant scientific fraud with their Viterin cholesterol study. And this is by Mike Adams. It's a News Target editorial. And boy, would the government love to cut out Mike Adams and News Target editorials. And it's no surprise these days to hear about a pharmaceutical company committing scientific fraud and distorting clinical trials to get the results they want. But it's unusual to see it done as blatantly and as arrogant as what Merck did and what you're about to hear now. In June 2002, Merck and Schering Plough began a cholesterol study called ENHANCE to test the effectiveness of their blockbuster drug, Viterin. $3 billion in sales so far at that time, 2002. The trial concluded in 2006. That's a four-year trial. And the final results are still not available. Why? Because the companies are sitting on the data trying to figure out how to manipulate the results enough to make them look good. The trial was attempting to measure the reduction of arterial plaque in the carotid arteries, and this reduction was measured by a high-tech ultrasound imaging technique called intravascular ultrasound.
Well, psych folks, we'll be back in a minute after this break. Bill Brumbaugh, Art Brunklaw, Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, will give out his contact information again. And we'll be back after this break.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back.
Okay, friends, Bill Brumbaugh on our Brunk Law here. Art, after you finish your story, give out your contact information, if you would. Go ahead, please.
Okay. We were talking about a high-tech ultrasound imaging technique called intravascular ultrasound. And the measurements from these studies were murky and unreliable, and some were biologically implausible. The meaning of the images were showing things that could not possibly exist in a human body. So instead of doing the scientifically correct thing and ditching the study results, they decided, this is Merck, they decided to do something arrogant and scientifically invalid. They changed the definition of what the study was measuring after the fact. In other words, they decided to cherry-pick the data they wanted to use by redefining the goal of the study after it was complete. This is such a blatant violation of scientific principles that it would earn you an F if you try to pull this stunt in a high school chemistry class. Upon hearing about this utterly non-scientific alteration of the trial goals, the medical community expressed outrage. Big pharma critics leaped at the opportunity to point out how drug company-funded clinical trials are little more than junk science designed to distort findings and produce the results desired by the study sponsor. Even Congress got in on the act, announcing an investigation of Merck for its apparent attempt to commit scientific fraud with Vitorin study results. And by the way, the FDA doesn't require medical studies to be non-fraudulent, believe it or not. I'll repeat that. By the way, the FDA doesn't require medical studies to be non-fraudulent. The agency is happy to accept fraudulent studies from Big Pharma, and it has done so for decades. When it comes to pharmaceuticals, the point of conducting studies is not to discover the scientifically validated truth about a particular drug's effects on a human body, but rather to provide a sufficient amount of a of pseudo-scientific cover to allow the FDA to approve the drug and proclaim it to be both safe and effective. It's all about sales, after all. And a little science needs to be redefined along the way to earn another $1 billion a year in the marketplace. Then that's easy to accomplish. So now, instead of measuring 3 points along the carotid artery, where plaque typically accumulates, the Vitorin enhanced study will retroactively select just 1 point. And guess what? Merck gets to choose which point. I sure would like to use this system the next time I got to Vegas. I'll just place my bet on the roulette wheel after the spinning stops, or maybe I'll go to the poker table and have the dealer toss me 10 cards, and then I'll decide which 5 cards I want to be in my hand. It sure would be nice to be able to cherry-pick the results I want to count after the fact, wouldn't it? That's what Merck is doing with this study. It's decided what data to choose after all the cards are on the table. Now, I don't know what your definition of the scientific method is, but most people agree it goes something like this. Number one, first you define the goal of the study and declare what you're going to measure. Number two, next you take your observations and measurements. Number three, then you analyze the observations and measurements to reach a reasonable conclusion based on the data. Merck apparently believes there should be a fourth step, and that step is you discard whatever results don't match the outcome you wanted to see and then write up a conclusion based on a selective evidence.
Well, psych, we'll pick it up at that point when we get back. Bill Brumbaugh on our Burn Club, bringing you the Proctor News here on RepublicRadio.org.
With recent